welcome back to another episode of Cafecito, the podcast where we talk all things culture over a nice cafecito. We're your hosts. I'm Yvette Cruz.
And I'm Joel Cardenas.
And for this episode, Joel, I want to talk about something called money guilt. It's the act of feeling guilty when you're spending money. And I want to know if that's ever happened to you. Did you ever purchase something? Or and let me preface, not something you needed, because obviously you need something.
Right.
And not something that you didn't have the money for. So it's obviously if you don't have the money to spend something and or to spend on something and you're spending money, that's an issue. But you have the money to spend on something and you spend it on something. Do you or have you ever felt guilty about it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, do you like some examples or?
Yeah.
So I think probably most recently, I probably just bought a pair of shoes that I really didn't need, like as far as for guilt. But I sent them back.
Because you felt guilty?
Part of me, yeah, I felt guilty because I'm like, I have a good 9 pairs of shoes. You know, I do a rotation. I do rotate some of them, but I'm like, I felt guilty in a sense of like, I could probably use this more towards my savings, you know, and saving up for whether it's to, obviously moving takes expenses. So like, I'm currently right now maybe considering moving to another apartment. So it's like, maybe should I do that? The holidays I've had in the past as well, I'm like, well, I could use it for, you know, maybe buying a better gift for my colleagues or whatever, et cetera. So those have been the few times where I felt like as far as recently, like historically, you're going to have to give me a minute on that to kind of think
What,
like if I felt actually guilty about.
Like any big purchases?
I mean, I never felt guilty about my car because I needed that.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to think, is there anything like a big purchase that I felt looking back guilty?
Or just does spending money itself, like spending money on things that maybe you don't need, but you can afford, even if it's like little bouts of guilt, do you ever feel that?
Am I feeling guilty just for myself or am I feeling guilty because I know this could be used for some, for helping someone else?
I guess either way. And the reason I bring this up is because I've been feeling this a lot lately and it's been on my mind. And so I thought it'd be cool to talk about. I actually reached out to a couple friends as well, just some of my close friends, and asked them, like, have you guys ever gone through this? And they gave me different responses. So some had, and it had to do, I guess what we realized is it had to do with how we grew up. And the circumstances that we were in growing up, in just the situations that we had. And so I had some friends that said that they get anxious when they spend money, but that comes from, you know, childhood and money just being an issue. I had friends that didn't have that problem at all. Just spend money, don't feel guilty. Shout out to them because I respect that. But in my case, I've just been feeling guilty about just spending money on things that I don't necessarily need, but I can actually afford a little bit more right now. So my financial situation has changed a little bit where I'm saving a little bit more money on rent right now. And so I am saving a lot of that money because I want to put that towards something useful for myself. But I do have a little bit more money to spend. And so just spending things, I'll give you an example. I am into photography. I like taking pictures and I have, you know, I take pictures on my iPhone, but I also have a DSLR camera that I am kind of getting more in touch with again, but I had to kind of put that aside for a while. And I had been interested in buying a new camera. I've been wanting to get into film. And so I want to get a film camera, just like a used older camera. And I've seen some for like 100, 200 bucks. And I thought, yeah, I could practice with that. And it's, you know, it's an investment because it's something that I like to do. But even then I'm like, but do I really need to spend money on another camera? And is that too much money? Should that money go towards something else? And then I found another camera that I was really interested in that is a digital camera, but it has film simulations. And so it's a very, very nice camera. And it's just a wee bit out of my, I say that because I just feel too guilty. Like I have the money to buy that camera for myself and I think I deserve it, but I just can't bring myself to not feel guilty about it. And I'm not an impulse buyer by any means. And it probably has to do with the money, the role that money played in my life growing up and the role that money still plays in my life and all this money guilt. But I'm not an impulse buyer. I'm a person that like, I will make a pro con list. I will, you know, I'll try and wait for a sale or a discount code. I'll wait 30 days to see if that's, you know, something I really want and I really need. And even then, once I finally attain this thing that I've been wanting, I feel guilty. Mm. Like, I just think, should I have bought this? Should I, like, do I, And it's not that, and it's not that any bill, like another bill went unpaid because, you know, I bought this. And it's not that case, because I like to think that I'm at least at this point in my life, I like to think that I'm pretty smart with my money, where everything is paid and on time and there's still, you know, money. I know how much money is in my account. I try not to, I'm not an impulse buyer, like I said, but I still feel guilty about things. And I as I was thinking about this recently with the camera and just like little things here and there, I started thinking back to other points in my life where I did make a purchase. And I had the money to make the purchase, and I still felt guilty about it.
Yeah.
And so then that's why it got me thinking, like, I want to reach out to other people and ask, like, do you feel this? And then I'm trying to, you know, I think I figured out why I feel like this, because in talking to other people, I've seen how they feel. And so, like I said, I talked to some friends, and they explained that, you know, yes and no, they felt these, but it had to do with how they grew up. And in my case, money was just always something to worry about. Like, we never had an excess of money growing up. My mom was a single mom. She worked several jobs to take care of my sister and I. We never didn't have anything that we needed. There was always food, and I'm very grateful for that, but there was always food. The bills were always paid. You know, it was never cold. Thankfully, like, it was fine. Everything was fine because of my mom's sacrifice. But I knew that money was an issue, that money was this thing that it was the stressor, the cause of a lot of stress and this thing to worry about. And so I think
sometimes a solution to stress, let's be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. You're right. They say money doesn't buy happiness, but it buys less stress. So yeah, I think that's, I've been able to, I think, sort of trace that. And then when I was talking to these friends, I got onto the World Wide Web of TikTok, and I wanted to see if other people were talking about this. So I actually searched money guilt, and I found a lot of videos of people also talking about their money guilt. And the common, and not in every case, but this common factor that I found a lot, like the common denominator in a lot of the cases, were children of immigrants. People who grew up as children of immigrants feel guilty spending money because money was always just this thing that wasn't to be wasted and wasn't to be spent on frivolous things. And so I think in a sense too, I sometimes wonder, like, should I be spending money on this? Shouldn't I just not spend money and have money in case of an emergency, or, you know, just not buy frivolous things? And so, yeah, that's why I kind of wanted to know your experience with this.
Yeah, I think as I got older, I realized, like, me and my mom, like, so I grew up very similar circumstances, single mother, worked multiple jobs to take care of me and my brother. So money was always very, very, very tight. But as I started to work as, you know, 16, 17, like, I knew the importance of having some extra money just in case you needed something like that. But, and it's not, this is not something that my mom necessarily taught me. I don't know where it came about, but, like, I just saw money as something like, yes, it's important, but it's definitely obviously not everything. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times, like, I drifted away from the things that even my mom would teach us about money. Like, especially early on, I was not very responsible when I was 18 and 19, even those first few years in college. Like, I would get extra money left over from my Pell Grants, and it was really gone within 2 weeks, like the extra $700. Like, that's shameful to say, but it's true. Like, I would spend that much because I was getting shoes, I was getting clothes, I was getting this. I wanted to have money for the, same. You know, go to, you know, the under 21 club or whatever at the time, because we couldn't get into a regular bar or whatever. But, and my mom would tell me, hey, you know, you need to be better with your money, because, yeah, then I'll be broke. Then I'm having to, you know, work more or ask her to borrow some money, you know, when I already had this money. But for whatever reason, I just saw it as, okay, yes, it's important, don't get me wrong, but I do like the services that, you know, you get exchanged for it. And so I've always seen it as, have there been moments where I've been guilty? Oh, yeah. Like, or that I felt guilty, like, no, I shouldn't spend this. Like, this is a lot, even though I have money left over. I'm going to have money left over, even if I buy this or whatnot. Like, I felt bad. Even buying my first laptop, I felt really guilty about, because I'm like, I know I need this. I have the money for it because of the Pell Grant extra money. But I felt really kind of guilty. I'm like, no, maybe I could just use the library. When I'm like, no, I can't be there every day and drive over. And like, I need this. I'm about to start college and all this other stuff. And yeah, I felt guilty about it. And not because I was like, oh, it's going to cost, I think I was at $1,200. Not necessarily because of that, because I felt like, can I just do without it? Like, can I get by? I got by without a computer for so many years. Can I just get by there? And the answer was no. Of course, I needed it. And so I bought it, but I did feel a little bit of guilt on it. But that was the moment where I felt like, okay, this is not a pair of shoes. It's $100. I don't see that as like, unless you really need the $100, by all means, pay your bills first. Do not spend their money on shoes and not pay, you know, your light or whatever bill. But I never saw that as like, okay, this is going to make or break me. And I get it that some people are in a circumstance like that. They can't buy a pair of shoes, you know, for $100 because it could break them for the month or for weeks. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I was in a situation where I know I was working hard and I know that, all right, this is not going to break me if I do this. But I don't know. I just felt like, okay, that's fine. But something bigger than, you know, $200, $300. Then I started to begin to like, okay, this is maybe those are the lessons of my mom would come into play.
Yeah.
Like I felt it, you know, a lot more because for her it was tough to get like have an extra $300. She didn't have that, you know, and especially when we were in New Jersey, like we were in a tougher spot than when we had moved here to Utah. Maybe I mentioned the story to you before, but yeah, we were having two fried eggs, rice, and beans, you know, three times a week. That's all we had. Saturdays were Liberty Days. You know, so it was always suck because she was saving that money. If she really needed to, she could spend maybe a little bit of it. And sometimes she would get us like McDonald's every other week. But that was a big deal. You know, that was like because she back then, like $20, she was going to spend $20 on us. That's a good amount, you know, especially for a single parent one. But for whatever reason, as I had gotten older and even to this day, is money important? Absolutely. Money is important. But I am a little bit more liberal in it than even my brother, definitely than my mother, and some of my other family members. Not that I'm just spending here or there because it's not like I'm a millionaire, but I don't see it as something as like I it restrains me too much. Like if somebody said, well, you got to pay extra on the streaming service, thanks YouTube TV, for raising your price. Yeah, you know what? I'm probably going to pay for it unless I absolutely couldn't. If I couldn't, or if it's gonna break my budget, of course I would stop. I've stopped on some other streaming services and et cetera. But I just see it as it's bringing me happiness. Maybe I'm just becoming way overly zen, you know? It's bringing me happiness. Could I use the $8 on something else? Sure. But at the same time, it's making me happy. And that's what I'm caring about. And also, I do abide by what some people, older people have said. Like, they say, well, yes, enjoy money, save it, please use it for retirement, but don't be overly greedy with it because you can't take it with you.
True.
And there is a possibility that if you know, your kids will fight for it. If you leave a good amount, you know, so enjoy the fruits of it because, I mean, we're busting our tail for how many years until retirement? So we're 65. You know, and you do hear those stories about the people saving money, saving money, saving money. And then once they retire, some of them don't even want to use the money. Some of them just want to keep it there.
Mm-hmm.
And some will. They'll go on vacations and do like these and live a great retirement life. And that's good for them. But for me, I just see it as, okay, I do always want to have some around because it's always important. But I'm not going to hold myself back if, you know, let's go on a night out and let's go, you know, we're going to spend $100 or $150 on a meal and, you know, go see a show or whatnot. Okay, yeah, that's great. Now, every night, probably not. But once in a while, like, I don't know. I've always seen my, like, sure. Because at the end of the day, I guess for me, when it comes to money, for whatever reason, and I was never taught this, if it helps make memories, I'm taking that over the guilt and over the, okay, you know, maybe I can't buy that extra Frappuccino or whatever this week, or I have to take some from my saving account. I care a little bit more about memory, so maybe my guilt has faded out a little bit more than others, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. And then as you were explaining that, I was trying to put my guilt into categories and figure out. I guess I'm just trying to get over this guilt too, because my guilt, it doesn't come from, like, as you're talking about memories and experiences. I don't think I've ever looked back on that and thought like, oh, I spent too much. I mean, yeah, there's like moments when like you after a weekend of you going out, you know, you look at, you're a little afraid to look at your account. That has happened to me, sure. But in the moment, I'm never like, no, this is, it's never like the guilt that I'm feeling or like this whole like pro cons or like thinking about, do I really need, like if I'm out and I'm with people or if we're going on a trip, my friends and I are planning a trip this year at the end of the year, actually. And you know, I'm budgeting for that, sure, but I want to go, and that to me is an experience. And I'm not gonna say I don't care how much money we spend, but I'm not feeling guilty about that at all, because I just look forward to the memories that we're gonna make and the experience that it's going to be. But yeah, even like things like that, any experience or any trips I've gone on, or just like, yeah, going out to dinner with friends, like, and maybe it's, you know, being like a nicer place, or like sometimes I'll treat my mom to something, and, you know, I want to take her somewhere nice too. And so that stuff like never phases me, as long as I know I have the money. And usually like I know I have the money to cover something. Same with like gifts. When I never feel guilty about the money I spent on a gift for someone or covering someone's bill for something. Like none of that ever really phases me. It's more the whole buying items, I guess, for myself. And it's not, and I don't want to say it's like every single thing. Like I don't feel guilty about the cappuccino or the what, you know, things like that. I don't feel guilty. It's just like the bigger purchases, where I'm just like, and it's not even like I have a ton of bigger purchases, but like recently, yeah, it's been on my mind a lot, where I'm just like, do I really? And even like, and let me sort of preface, because how you were saying, like you were kind of, you said you had like an irresponsible phase, you know, when you were young, as most young people probably do. I sort of had a similar thing where I got my first like official job, like, well, official in that I was getting paid like for a job that I was going to on certain days a week, sure, because I used to help out in other things. But my first job was like 15, and I was paid cash at the time, and so I would get like a weekly paycheck, and it was like $100. And to me that was good. Yeah, it was, I mean, I worked like, yeah, five days a week, 6 days a week sometimes, and just for a few hours. And so when I would, and we would get paid weekly, and so when I would get my paycheck, I remember it was like, well, you know, it was like a little wad of cash, and then it had like a little sticky note on it just that said, like, you know, the hours times, you know, the wage, and then the number. And I was just so excited. And so I would on Fridays, and I would go home, and like, I, this is before I had a checking account or anything, so I would just have the cash. And I remember I used to count it, like I used to count my money from today, and then I would add it to the money that I had, you know, from last week. And so I would count it all over again, and I would stack the, like, I would not stack the bills because it wasn't even that much, but like I would put them in, or, you know, I'd put the 20s together. And like, this was like this little ritual for me, and I was so excited. And I was you know, paying for my cell phone bill at the time. That's really all that's the bill I had when I was 15. And so then I would start like, yeah, I would start shopping for stuff. And I loved buying clothes or going out to the movies or just like not having to ask for money. That was the best feeling in the world. And it was like that for a few years, because obviously I'm young. What other like stuff do I have to pay for? But obviously, as you get older, like I think you start to worry a little bit more. But like in my case, I had that phase where, yeah, I was shopping, I was, you know, spending money and having a good time. And then I later on got other jobs, and I did go through, I even got a credit card when I was 18, and I did go through a phase where I never maxed it out. No, I was, you know, never got that to that point, but I did put some money on there that I probably shouldn't have. And I don't remember.
You made a dent in it.
Yeah, yeah. I made a little dent at the time and paid it off, but I did make a dent, which was like an unnecessary dent. And just on like, wasn't even like any big purchases either at the time. It was just a bunch of things. Like I also worked retail, and so it was fun to work retail and get the discount, buy more clothes that I didn't need, but I was excited about. But even then, like I remembered, it didn't feel like it does now, but I did. There was like a little smidge of guilt at the time. Like it was just a little baby smidge of guilt. And I feel like it's grown into this like entire like monster of guilt. I don't know. But at the time I remember feeling guilty, but not enough to like, I think I like, maybe not impulse, but yeah, a little bit like I was working at a store, and then we had a new shipment of something, and I'm like, oh, I want that. I'm going to buy that when I, you know, at the end of my shift. So like things like that, but it also wasn't like super, super expensive things, and I still had the money for it. But there was like a little smidge of guilt when I would go home thinking like, should I have? But then I'm like, oh, whatever. Yeah. You know? And so I think just as I got older, and like, obviously you get older and hopefully you make more money. And I mean, I'm not like balling by any means, but, you also get more responsibilities. Yeah. And so you think about all that, and then, you know, you're still making sure that stuff is taken care of. But I don't know, there's just something where like, I like you mentioned, like sometimes you said your mom didn't have an extra like $200-$300 to spend on like something for fun. And I think back to like my mom always bought things on sale. Like she was always, my mom is like, that's my mom's talent, is finding things, at half the price, but I don't remember her ever. And maybe this is just like being a parent, and like obviously if you have kids, you're not gonna do this as often. But like I don't remember her ever buying anything big for herself, you know.
Same, yeah.
And so yeah, like I think back, I'm 32. My mom, yeah, was a mom of two at 32, and I don't remember her. And like I said, like she and my mom loves clothes too. Like she would buy clothes, she would buy shoes, always at a great price, but it was never like this big purchase. Or multiple big purchases for herself, like, and like when I graduated college, actually she bought me a laptop. That was like my first, well, she bought me a MacBook, which I was super excited about because I was like, wow, I have a MacBook. And it was like probably like $1,200 too. Mm-hmm. And she bought that for me as like a graduation gift. Now I think about that, I think back and like, I don't know, I've never asked her, but I don't think she had that on hand to be like, oh yeah, we're gonna pay that cash, like, you know. So I don't know, I just think about that sometimes. And like even now, like I think I need a new computer too, and like I'm even thinking like, do I need a new one? Like, and it's not like, I want to say like, it's not about me being cheap. Like I'm not, well, I mean, I guess everyone has their own definition. I don't think I'm cheap though. Like I will shell out, but I'm not cheap, but I'm not balling. But like, I don't, if it's something that I need or if it's something that someone else needs, like, yes, I'm going to go for it. But I don't know. Lately, it's just, it's been that stuff that I don't need necessarily. And then it being like a bigger purchase, and then me just thinking like, but should I spend this money? Or should I save it for an emergency, I guess? But, like, also, I mean, like you said, we could die and we're not going to take that money with us.
It's a tough balance just because we all want to be responsible for our money, right? I don't think there's anybody that says, oh, yeah, no, I don't want to be responsible. Of course we want to be responsible for our money. But at the same time, I mean, we work very hard in whatever profession. And anybody that's listening, like, I'm sure you work hard in whatever profession that you're doing. You do want to enjoy the fruits of your labor, as they say.
True.
And the fruits of our labor is obviously the exchange of money. I mean, we work for money. That's the reason. And yes, part of it is, of course, the first thing, pay the bills. If you have kids, obviously, you know, take care of them. But that stuff that's left over, yeah, it should be probably, you know, some people say it should be 70-30 of 70. You save it and then 30, you spend, you know, whatever it is. You know, some people don't abide by that. I try my best to do the 70-30, you know, to try to save, you know, just in case, because you never know, you might need it for whatever reason. But at the same time, I guess now, especially now that I've gotten older, it's like, why am I holding back myself? Like, and it's not that I'm somebody who likes to spend just to spend. I will say this, I'll give this caveat. I'm not persuaded easily to, like, somebody can't convince me, oh, you need this, and I'm just going to buy it.
Oh, like if you don't want something?
Yeah, or? If I don't, like, if somebody can't say, like, hey, I got, like, this new cell phone.
Oh,
like,
it's, yeah,
I'm
yeah.
not convinced That's by good. Commercials. I'm not convinced by none of that. And not because I'm just not persuaded that I have to want it.
Yeah.
I have good. To want it. That's the thing. I think other people might, maybe not so much. But I'm very, very, very tough to sell me, like, something to try to be like, okay, you need this new whatever. It's like, no, I don't
have it.
Or like, even, I mean, clothes is an example. It's like, I'm not very too persuaded. I'll just buy clothes when I feel like I need clothes, not necessarily because I saw something cool. Now, are there moments where if I, you know, see something online that, oh, that looks nice, of course I'll say that, but that's just what I'll say. I'm not really gonna buy it necessarily, or even, you know, it's got to be from me that usually, oh, like, I'm gonna buy this. But then that's when it becomes like, if somebody that can't stop me usually when, like, if I want something, I'm going to go get it.
Okay.
I'm not somebody that's, like, can be persuaded.
Like, you're determined. You made up your mind.
Yeah, I made up my mind. That's like, good. Nope, I am getting this, and that is it. And even when I got my phone last year, like, upgraded my phone, I really tried to hold back. But, like, the updates were really, like, they weren't working anymore. It's like, okay, crap. So I was kind of forced as well. But the idea did cross my mind, like, should I change it to a Samsung or something? It's like, no, what am I doing? Like, I'm an iPhone person, and I'm going to go get it, and I'm going to go get it now, and that's it. And that's what I got up, and I went, and I had to go get it, because that's how I like to spend my money. I do like to invest. I'm trying to get better to invest. I think, like, we could all be better at investing our money, but it's one of those cases where you're putting money into something. Of course, you could take it out. There's the risk of loss. You could lose some of that money. And it's not an immediate kind of like, okay, you know, I'm going to get it back. And even if you put it in a CD, you have to put it in a CD for 6 months, maybe a year. So you can't really touch it. If you touch it, there's a penalty. The one thing that I wish, that maybe, I don't know if this is a cultura thing or just because of the way we grew up, I wish schools would focus a lot more on how to teach people to spend or to save and spend money, because don't get me wrong, it's not like I was expecting my mom to teach me that. You know, she was just trying to survive. Like, I think a lot of our parents, she was just trying to survive. So it's not like I was expecting her to give me a crash course on. She would just give me the basics of, like, you know, don't spend on stuff that you don't need, et cetera, things like that. But I think what happens to a lot of us who grew up without money, once we get money, we either go two ways. We go the guilt part of, like, we don't want to spend because we saw, or we go the opposite way of, I have money, I'm not going to spend it. Like, it's nice to finally have money. Now I can buy jeans. Now I can finally go buy this or whatnot. And then usually what happens, they end up broke. Or they end up, like, they have to borrow money because they overspent and now they can't pay their gas bill or something.
Yeah, I agree 100% about that. Like, financial literacy, I think, is, like, a class that's... And I remember I did have a financial literacy class in high school. I remember a few things there. But I feel like it was just very, like, very baseline stuff. And I feel like, especially with, our people, and... Or, especially just, like, if you grew up low income, you don't really know how to spend and save money. I guess you only know from what you've seen. And, like, in my case, my mom was good with stretching a dollar, and she was good with, you know, she always made sure everything was paid on time, and she would find a bargain. Like I said, she could stretch a dollar. She wasn't spending frivolously. But also, like, as far as, like, investing and things like that, I mean, she didn't know anything about that. So how was she going to teach me about that? All I know is that I should have a savings account, and I have a savings account. I have my checking account. I pay my bills on time, and I built credit because you have to have credit in this country, unfortunately, too, which don't even get me started on credit. But I learned that. I learned that you have to have good credit. But to have good credit, you have to spend money. You have to spend money, and then you have to pay it back. And there's people who argue that you don't necessarily have to do that. But in some cases, you need good credit to do things like buy a home or buy a car or things like that. But that's just very baseline. Like, I never learned, and I still, like, struggle. Like, I'm in my 30s now, and so I do want to invest in the sense that I want to, like, I'm putting money into my savings, but I'm not making any money off of that. And I have a retirement account, but it's very, like, it's just a 401k. Like, I hear about people and their financial talk and their accounts and their Roth IRA or, you know, all that stuff and all these other accounts, and they're making money on their money. And that, I think, is great. But we, and a lot of us, never learned any of that. And I know we can go and explore it on ourselves. And I've been meaning to do that. But it is harder when you're sort of at a disadvantage because you grew up a little different, and took you, you know, maybe decades to get to the point where, one, that even seems important to you. Because I'll admit, when I was in my 20s, that just didn't seem important to me. Like, I thought, that's something I want in the future. I'll worry about it, you know, later in my 30s, you know. But had I worried about that in my 20s, or had I known about that when I opened my first checking account when I was 18, you know, I could, maybe I'd, who knows, knowing me, I'm a very anxious person, so maybe I'd still be stressed out, but maybe I'd have a little more money to my name to be stressed out about. Right. But yeah, it's something that, I guess, I think you're right, it's a culture thing for a lot of us, where, you're just growing up, you're just surviving, you're not learning to thrive with your money, just because those are your circumstances, you know. But I wish, even if, if there was something taught in school where it was just, like, very, very deep, not baseline, but very deep about, I don't know, and even just making it interesting for kids, you know, for teenagers, and that would have been great. And so many people think about all the advantages they would have had.
Yeah, and it's something that for communities of, I mean, I guess you could say communities of color or just lower income communities in general, it is important for people like us who have come out of those communities and were able to go to college and were able to have relative success, to go back and teach them. Because I had a conversation one time, and this, I'll piece it together, so just follow me here. So, like, I had somebody once ask me, why is it that some people from cities don't know how to swim? I had a friend of mine ask me that, like, why is it, like, because it's all my, grew up, I'm more of a city person, and, like, I don't know how the conversation went, like, I don't know how to swim. I still don't know how to swim to this day. And he said, I hope I don't sound racist, but, like, why is it that some people from urban or cities don't know how to swim? And I said, my theory would be is, like, for a lot of us, we're cities, or so we're not living close to lakes or rivers or things like that. Also, it's expensive. And if you come from a family like at least mine, my mom didn't have the money to spend to give me and my brother $20 every week or every other week to go to the swimming pool and to, you know, all that stuff, or even take lessons. Like, she was too busy working jobs, you know. And so for a lot of us, that would be my one of my theories. It would be like, it's just the circumstance. Yeah, for a lot of us, we don't know how to swim. We don't do outdoor stuff because it's pricey. We don't play golf because golf is very expensive. We play soccer, but not organized soccer, because organized soccer is actually a lot of money as well.
Yeah, all like, those club sports.
Yeah, club sports, like, that's a lot of money, and that's the money we have. And when you ask, when you're, you know, 10, 11 years old, and you ask your parent who's barely trying to pay the bills, hey, you know, I want to play organized soccer, it's going to be $150 entry for all this stuff. Do you think you're going to get a yes? You're more than likely not going to get a yes. You're probably going to get a no, because you can still play in the yard, you can still play with the neighbors, you can still do this. And eventually, if you're good enough, you can get into your high school team or whatever. But nobody teaches us this, and not because we don't think it's important, because we don't have time. We don't have time to do this. Our parents didn't have time to teach us about money, or teach us how to ski, or swim, or some of these circumstances. It's not that, but some people, unfortunately, you know, stereotype it or categorize it as uneducated or not caring about these things. It's just, we didn't care about it because it wasn't the most important thing. The most important thing was just getting by.
Right.
You know, was that. And for us who have made it out of those circumstances, I do feel like it is our responsibility. Not that we need to go and set up classes around, you know, the nation or things like that, but at least take some time if we have younger siblings, or if we have, you know, friends of friends or whatever who are not sure, to try to give them advice on these things, because especially if we know that they're coming from a circumstance, they're still in a circumstance where maybe nobody has taught them about money, nobody's taught about these things, it's important. I feel like that's how we stop breaking that chain, that cycle, because I'm sure to this day there are still people who are in those circumstances that our parents were, you know, 20, whatever, 25 years ago. Nobody's going to teach them. So when they get to college, you know, they're going to kind of be like, oh, I don't know how to do this. And they might make the mistakes that some of us made when we were younger, spending money in a bad way. You know, and not that we're going to be all like that we can solve everybody's problems. Like, I understand that, but making the effort to it, because we didn't have anybody making the effort for us. You know, does that make sense?
Yeah, and I totally agree. I think even also like teaching people, I think even just tips on like how to save money, like even things like, oh, you're taking, or like, I don't know, even like you're taking a class here. Did you know they offer that same class over here for less money? Or, you know, like you can save, even just if it's like a few bucks, because I mean, think about it. People who have really rich people who can afford to, and I'm talking like millionaires, billionaires who can afford to pay way less taxes than us common folk. They have tips and tricks to save money. Obviously for us it's a different playing field, but they are able to build more wealth because they can save more money in different areas. And so if we can teach people around us as well, like just little money saving tricks here and there, that also frees up some of that money for other things like building wealth, or I don't know, maybe enjoying something and not feeling guilty about it. But I think that's important too. It's just teaching, sharing the wisdom. And also on that note, I actually have some tips for anybody who also feels money guilt, or yeah, you know, just trying to deal with, you know, spending money and how you feel about that. So I found some tips online across a bunch of different sources, so just Google money tips. I don't want to have several different sources here, but one of the main things is to determine what causes you to feel guilty about spending money, which is, you know, the little journey that I'm on. But determine what causes you to feel guilty about it, because then you can figure out your mindset about it, and then once you know why you feel guilty, you can kind of work around it, work through it. Another one is to make a plan for your money, so know where you stand financially, make sure you budget, make sure you know how much money you're making, how much money you're spending, and where you can move your money around. Oh, this is a big one. Consider uninstalling social media when you're in those moods when you need to take a break from social media. Social media, I think, is a very big thing that, I mean, I have my thoughts on it, but I think it's a great tool. But it's a double-edged sword, because there's a lot of comparison on there. And so if you're seeing people spend money, you know, you see someone bought a new car, you see someone bought, just there's a lot of overconsumption on apps as well.
Jordans.
Yeah, and then you want that, and then you're comparing yourself, or even saving money. Like, you see someone said they just saved $100,000, and you're like, wow, I have $100, literally, like, to my name, you know? So things like that, comparison is very, it's very toxic. And so sometimes if social media is causing you to spend money that you don't want to spend, or making you feel guilty about spending money, consider taking a break from it. Let me see. The 30-day savings rule is another one. So to avoid guilt over impulse spending, try implementing a 30-day rule on purchases. So if you have your eye on something and you want to buy it, give yourself 30 days. If you still want it after 30 days and you have the money for it, well, you're free to do whatever you want, you know. But sometimes you may not even want the thing anymore after 30 days.
I'm more of a 30-second kind of. Yep, I think I want that. I'm getting it. That's it.
Well, I mean, hey, if that works for you, that's great.
Then again, I don't buy too much stuff. Like other, like material stuff, not really. Like, yeah. And I think that if that wasn't me, then yeah, I would definitely be in like money, some money problems.
Yeah.
But I'm just... Yeah, the stuff that I think like all of us, the stuff that we pay the most is what, rent, bills, and food. But other than that, I'm not buying a lot of shirts or a lot of stuff. I think shoes is the only kind of weakness. But other than that, and then like in gym clothes has been in the past 6 months. But other than that, it's like, I don't know. Like I think, especially now, like since a lot of us work from home, it makes it easier to not have to buy, at least for me, not to have to buy a lot of clothes.
That's very true.
You know, it's like why do I need more jeans? Or why do I need to, like, I don't go out. I'm usually here in sweats or basketball shorts.
So. You don't need more, like, outside clothes.
Yeah, I don't need more outside clothes. And, like, a lot of the stuff I donated, like, I don't have as many ties as I used to. I don't have as many suits as I used to, like that. But if I get a job that's a little bit different, maybe that changes. And then I might have to overspend. But, like, I wanted to ask you this. When it comes to guilt, when you were younger or even now, have you ever had a family member say, oh, that's a nice jacket, or oh, this, how much does that cost? And you tell them the price and they're like, verda.
Yes. And then you feel guilty all over again. You're like, should I not have spent money on this?
Because I felt like that's where some of my guilt in the past has come from, is from like, and it's not, looking back at it now, it's like, is $50 for jeans back in 1998 a lot? I guess. You know, but I was a kid. I guess
it depends on your circumstances.
You know, but I was a kid. I barely had my first job.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, is that a lot? Maybe, but like, I remember one time, like, my aunt asked, and I was like, yeah, cuestan $50. Whew, yo no gasto eso. No, yo lo compro mejor en el Kmart. Back when Kmart was still around.
Yeah.
I'll buy a Kmart for like $20.
Conversation
too. Yeah, and I'm just like, I know she doesn't mean like to be truly mean, although, you know, you always have a family member here or there that it's kind of like they know nothing better than to just shit on people. And I'm so glad we could say that word now that we're independent. And to each his own, you know, you kind of have to tolerate them. But that led to a lot of also like me double thinking about stuff that like I know I could afford it, but now I feel like I'm being judged because I don't want people to know these are $100 shoes. ¿Cómo gastaste $100 en eso?
Yeah.
Like, did my mom do that occasionally? Yes, I will say that. I'm not going to paint her as an angel because there are moments where she would definitely criticize me for the purchases. And it would make me feel guilty, but then I would kind of get over it because I'm like, no, this is making me happy. Looking back, now I think, yeah, I probably could have done it with like the $60 shoes. I probably just could have done that. You know, I probably that. But it made me happy in the moment. And I wasn't fully broke. But yeah, it did make me double think, and it did lead me to a little bit of guilt of like, oh, yeah, I probably did overspend that. But I also had to consider her circumstance where even when she was a kid, she grew up very poor. She's the oldest of 11. Obviously, money situations with, you know, when she was a single mom and all this stuff. So there's a natural tendency to be very conservative with money. Whereas even though I grew up on that, and again, I don't know why I'm wired like this, but I didn't grow up with that idea of like, you know, I'm always going to be super tight with my money or things like that. Like, I guess out of a lot of my family members, I'm kind of liberal with it. And not that I'm overspending or not that I'm, you know, throwing it away on stupid stuff. Like, no. But I am definitely one of the more like, oh, like, let's go out to dinner. I don't care if it's going to cost us this amount. Or let's go to the movies. Yeah, it's going to be $50 or $60, but I guess I'm just always more focused in the memory and in the moment of like, I have this moment where we had fun, or this is bringing me some sort of happiness. Because, you know, when I was 9, I always wanted a pair of new shoes, and I know what it's like to have to go to Payless always. And don't get me wrong, like, we did what we had to do, but there was that. I still get that feeling of like, oh, it is nice to be able to wear a new pair of shoes. Cause I remember those moments when we didn't have that. Hopefully that makes some sense.
Yeah, no, I'm totally with you. That kind of just goes, I have one more tip and that kind of actually wraps up into it. But the last tip I have is to learn to be okay with spending money on what you value. So a lot of the times we find it easier. And like I mentioned, it's easier to spend money on other people, but we feel anxious about spending it on ourselves, like I have said. But just don't feel bad about it. If it's something that you value and that you enjoy, then it's almost worth every penny. I mean, if you have the money, of course. So if you want to go out and spend a bunch of money making memories, that's great. Spend it. If you want to buy something for yourself that will also create memories for you, or yeah, and you're investing in yourself, or you're treating yourself to something nice because you deserve it and you work hard and you have the money for it, go ahead and do it. Enjoy it because you worked hard for it, and don't feel guilty about it is the main thing.
That was today's episode. Remember to subscribe to Cafecito. You can find it on all podcast platforms, including Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcast. You can find us there. You can also find us on social media. I'm on Twitter @Joel Cardenas.
And I'm @Evie Cruz on Twitter.
Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.